When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Let's talk about Cedric Tillman. Let's get into some of the pros and cons here of Cedric Tillman. 70% success rate versus, man, that's good. Take mm-hmm. that. We'll take that heartily. 76.6% success rate versus zone. Not so good. It's so far off, right? It's not so far. I mean, we're getting there, right? Like, you want to be at 80%. Yeah. He's at 76.6. Okay, so that's pretty good. But man, I would say though, he was downright good on these digs and slants. Again, we're talking about these in-breaking routes. I love it. 77% success rate on the dig, 83.6% on the slant. There's a lot to, I mean, again, is Cedric Tillman a perfect player? No, but there's a lot. I think there's a lot of ingredients here that we're working with in regards to Cedric Tillman. Obviously, health has got to be the number one issue. But if he's healthy, I think there's a lot to get excited about in terms of potential when we're talking about Cedric Tillman.
I was so fascinated to go back and chart Cedric Tillman because I remember charting him in season. And I was like, yeah, a lot of the same notes that you just laid out there. Like, I think there's something here, especially with how he wins as a big X receiver over the middle on some of those mm-hmm. routes there. And I was especially curious because I just know how, not just how the fantasy industry works, like how football people work, and frankly, just how human beings work. We always remember things based on how they start and how they finish. Mm-hmm, we never mm-hmm. really remember how things were in the middle.
No.
And Cedric Tillman didn't finish the season and he didn't really start the season. His moment was in the middle of the season because right. prior to Amari Cooper being traded, and that was week 7, he was not really playing. And actually, as a matter of fact, I wrote this in the profile. Tillman was actually playing a lot of slot receiver from weeks 1 to 6. He took 43% of his snaps from the slot, which, you know, just makes no sense because Tillman, wow. and he was the team's fourth receiver. Okay. He was behind Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, and Elijah Moore. He's the fourth receiver. So he was barely playing, but when he was playing, he's actually taking a little bit of work from the slot,
yeah.
which is weird because, again, he is an X receiver prospect in Reception Perception. His prospect profile pointed to that. He took 86.7% of his sample right. snaps on the line of scrimmage. He was in a one side of the field only. So we know that those guys can sometimes take a little bit of time to grow. If they ever develop, if they ever hit, it takes these guys time. They're typically developmental guys. But he was a 90.7% snaps only at the right outside receiver position. So to me, okay. it made sense that he didn't make an impact early on, especially because he was literally blocked by Amari Cooper as the team's X receiver. And that makes complete sense because then from week 7 on, Cedric Tillman only took 19% of his snaps from the slot. So he basically just was thrown into that X receiver position. And I think, again, what was why I really wanted to go back and study Tillman, because I think the way, like, people have pretty much forgotten that, yeah, Jerry Jeudy, you know, and I'm always hard on Jerry Jeudy. I get it. People think I'm too hard on Jerry Jeudy, but whatever. He finished the season really strong. He had that monster game on Monday Night Football against the Broncos. People think like, oh yeah, he really took off with Jameis. But if you look at it from week 7 to 12, so this was after Amari Cooper was traded, and it was to Tillman's last game in week 12. The production is really close. Like, Jerry Jeudy had 397 yards. Cedric Tillman had 33. He had 26 catches to 25 for Jerry Jeudy, a team high 44 targets in that span, 29.7% of the air yards that led the team. Again, even like Elijah Moore is not that. He's definitely was the least productive of the three, but he still had 40 targets. Like, this was not as if this was the only Jerry Jeudy show. Like, Cedric Tillman was just as productive, had 3 touchdowns to 1 for Jeudy and Moore during that stretch before Cedric Tillman's season ended with a concussion on Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And like I said, I think that's just like completely forgotten about. I know nobody really is like lining up to draft Cleveland Browns in fantasy football or anything, but Tillman's not going inside the top 60 receivers, whereas obviously because of where Jeudy finished, he's going not super high, but he's obviously going significantly higher than Tillman. And I think Jeudy obviously is at this point a better player. But like I said, that production was close. So that's why I wanted to go back and look at him. And I think what I found was a guy that I think can start at the X receiver position for this Cleveland Browns team, which is where he was playing. Once, like altogether, he took 73.4% sample snaps outside on the line of scrimmage for 63.7%. Yeah. That was definitely up. Okay. Like, that number on the line of scrimmage was definitely up in the games post Amari Cooper, and still with a very solid 70.2% in terms of success rate versus man. I think that's a guy that we can say can start at the X receiver position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a player in Cedric Tillman that he had a 4-game stretch. Now, I know he started 5, but in that 5th game against Pittsburgh, he suffered that concussion, only played 53% of the snaps. He played 80 or more percent of the snaps between weeks 7 through 11. This is a 4-game stretch here, to Matt's point, where he just went off. I mean, this guy was catching everything, man, and just putting up big plays after big plays. In that 4-game stretch, he had 40 targets, so he averaged 10 targets per game. This is part of the Jameis scam that Matt Harmon always talks about.
Yes.
But had 24 receptions, 302 yards, and 3 touchdowns, averaging 12.6 yards per reception in those 4 games. Now, this is always a dangerous game to play, but just in terms of how productive were those 4 games, I know people don't like look at that 4-game stretch and like understand like what that means. You have to understand, if you were to stretch that out into 17 games, we're talking nearly 1,300 yards and 100 receptions for Cedric Tillman if we were to stretch that out into a 17-game stretch. So that's how productive he was from a counting stats situation there between weeks 7 and 11. Incredibly, incredibly productive. Matt, I will say when I go to his profile, I am surprised. And it's because of that four-game stretch. A 48% success rate on the 9 route with only 11% route participation. That actually does surprise me. It seemed as if he was running a lot more deep routes than what the charting would show.
Yeah, I think some of that is obviously it's depressed from the early part of the sample where he, okay. You know, like again, yeah, it's only those week 7 to 12 games. That's not a full 8-game sample. So we got to throw in some of those little goofy games before the Amari Cooper trade. So some of that could be depressing it there, but still 80% success rate on the corner route. That's obviously a deeper pattern. Ran a dig on 76.9%, or excuse me, he ran a dig on 16.4% of his sampled routes, and a 76.9% success rate is so very good. Very good.
That's really good.
That's where I thought he was the most impressive to me, was how he set up his routes and broke them off with a lot of fluidity on those like kind of deeper, bigger over routes, like digs in the intermediate area, things of that nature. His slant route percentage, 28.2% was really high.
Yeah,
and he had an 83.6% success rate. Like I actually think I'll make a comparison at the end of this that like I don't want to stand by in terms of like he's the next this guy. But I actually think from a skill set perspective,
yeah.
He reminds me a little bit of like Cortland Sutton as a bigger X receiver who runs a lot of these like digs and bigger over routes. Now Sutton obviously has lost juice at this point because he tore that ACL. He's like maybe starting to get back into form, but obviously now he's getting older at this point.
He
could really rumble on in-breakers after the catch, especially in that 2019 season and as a prospect. Also a good ball winner. Tillman dropped fewer than 2% of his sample targets, and he caught 4 of 5 contested passes. So that is very Cortland Sutton-esque to me in terms of how I think he can win.
I think that's perfect. I think that's absolutely perfect. That is, like I said, from just in terms of what we saw on the football field and some of what the numbers are indicating here in regards to Cedric Tillman, there's just, man, I can't help but wonder what is this going to look like in Cleveland? They've got a quarterback situation that looks murky at best.
That's nice.
Murky. Matt, have you ever, in your history of covering this game, do you ever remember a time when there are legitimately, and I'm not exaggerating here, there's legitimately 5 different guys that could win the starting job? And I'm not exaggerating. Like this, maybe not 5, it's 4, right? Like it's
4.
Pickett. Yeah, it's
not the guy that's getting all the money. the guy that's getting all the money is never going to play a snap for this team again. Exactly. So really, it's 4 guys. Although
it's 4, it
looks better when you put 5 on the graphic in terms of like social media stuff.
All right, it's 4. It's realistically 4. But we're talking about Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. I really don't remember a time that's ever truly been the case. There's a quarterback competition, sure, and maybe it's 2 guys. I'd have to go reach back into the database and think about like maybe a 3-man competition. This truly does feel equitable in terms of 4 guys potentially winning this starting job. And that's just crazy to me.
I think it might feel less like that once we get into training camp, you know, because like Shedeur Sanders is a 5th round pick. I know he's a big name and he obviously is better than being a 5th round pick.
Yeah.
You know, but at the, it, like straight up, obviously he was a little overrated as a potential 1st round pick, but he's a guy that should have been a day 2 draft pick, but he falls to the 5th round. And we don't need to go down that whole song and dance again. But,
right.
He obviously is better than a 5th round pick, but he's still a 5th round pick. The interesting part of this is just, are they going to, can they carry all 4 guys into the season? Like, does this become, and do you really want to get rid of either of those rookies? Because I think if one's making the team, it's probably the guy they took in the 3rd round, not the guy they took in the 5th round, even though I think Shedeur Sanders is a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel. And then at that point, are you keeping both Flacco and Pickett? They sent a 5th round pick and DTR, which whatever, to the Eagles to get Kenny Pickett. Are you just burning that 5th round pick? Because I think if we want Cedric Tillman to work, we probably want it to be Joe Flacco. Because look, Flacco was terrible with the Colts last year, but some of these routes we're talking about in terms of the deeper digs, like that was the stuff he was ripping with the Browns the 2 years before that when they went on that little run.
I would just, man, I in my heart, I think it's going to be Joe Flacco, but man, he's 40 years old and did not look
he's like your age.
Hey, don't insult Joe Flacco. I'm older than Joe Flacco somehow.
I know. I was actually kind of trying to be nice to you there.
Oh, but, my goodness gracious. No, but I mean, again, it's like we're talking about a 40-year-old quarterback that didn't look good last year, Matt. Like, that's not – golly, this is like – it feels like Matt Ryan to the Colts all over again. You know, it's like his last –
it feels like Joe Flacco to the Colts. Yeah.
Right. Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.